Okay, welcome to our third shiur on the Sefer Yichud HaHespodus from Rav Kluger. We're going to be continuing our discussion on how Hespodus can bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thus far, we've discussed the proper mindset one should have when entering into this personal prayer, right? A mindset of positivity towards ourselves, that we matter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, we also discussed the concept of godless, ein godless b'makom katnus. So we're going to continue here in Osbet on Daf Chaf. This year will take us, B'zor Hashem, to the end of the chapter, and we'll see that this first chapter that we're working on is really going to be the framework for the next while in the Sefer, when we're going to be breaking down these principles in more detail. It's going to be explained more, and it's going to make it even more practical for us to implement into our Hespodus. So, Oz Bet. Mikoch kach bola halos hevel halev b'milm sharitzoi v'chein v'pius haynu divrei shevach yoter dakim v'pnimim. So when we build up this mindset within ourselves, this mindset of really just thinking positively about ourselves, focusing on the positive, avoiding the negative, right, and focusing on our own chashivas and our own importance and how Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at us in a very positive light. So by doing this, this will help us to bring these thoughts and feelings into words, which is really our goal. Our goal is to be getting to this point where we're able to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu from this positive viewpoint. And Rav Kluger is teaching us here, it's a beautiful thing, that this is a two-way stream. As much as we think Tefillah, Hashem is not speaking to us, Hashem is speaking to us. Not in the most traditional sense that we're accustomed to, but Hashem is speaking to us. And Hashem values our Tefillah, so much so that it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoshiv Tehillos Yisrael, Hashem's throne, right, the thing that Hashem sits on are our tefillos, our praises. An unbelievable thing, right? You think of it in this way. We obviously seem, you know, if we think about it in a real way, it doesn't make sense. How could we as, you know, human beings that are regularly falling, regularly, you know, doing things we shouldn't do and not living up to our potential in the way that we're able to? So how could it be that, you know, when we say praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's so valuable to him, right? That he says that this is his throne in the world. So let's think of it this way. Let's say your child comes home from kindergarten, and he has with him a paper in his hand, and you ask him, "Hey, Moshe, what's that paper in your hand?" And he says, this is a card I made for you, Daddy." So you say, "Can I see it?" And Moshe says, "Yeah, sure." And he hands you the card, and you see one stick figure, and you see half another stick figure, and a few scribbles, a backwards P, you know, an H, and you can't really tell what's going on there. So you ask Moshe, "Can you tell me what you drew?" So Moshe says, "Oh yeah, of course. I drew you, Daddy, and I drew me on your shoulders, because you're carrying me on your shoulders, and I wrote Happy Father's Day on it." And the father is so happy, so excited. Wow. They told him to draw about anything he wants. He drew about his father. He wanted to wish him a Happy Father's Day. In the middle of February, you know, it wasn't even Father's Day. So the father goes up and he hangs this on the fridge because to him this is something that's worthy of going up on the fridge. This is something worthy of seeing on a regular basis because it's something that's special to him. It shows that his son was thinking of him. Now what would happen, right, if this father took the picture and he went into an art store and he said in the art store, you know, they have all these fancy pictures, they have a Picasso, a Van Gogh, they have all these fancy prints in there. He says, "I have an amazing original. You have all these prints. I have an amazing original." I say, "Okay, what's your original?" "This is the picture." And he shows them his son's picture. They laugh him out of there. Two stick figures? Backwards P? Happy? What do you think we're going to do with this? Because to them, there's no room for imperfections like that. There's no room for creativity. There's no room for a five-year-old painting in there. But to a father, there's all the room in the world for his children's painting. It means so much to him. Children's painting. Same thing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's not looking for a carbon copy. He's not looking for the perfect individual, right, that he can then frame and they did it. Hashem cherishes all of his children's tefillah. No matter where and what shape that tefillah comes in and how it looks, or sometimes it's a little backwards and sometimes it's a little disformed, Hashem cherishes that tefillah and he makes it part of his throne. He says, This is what brings me glory in this world. This is what elevates me. This is my definition of preciousness. V'hein shevach haba mehamashpia lemekabel, liyod machshiv el masha alev omer lo, hu divrei Hashem mamish. So that's the first way is us talking to Hashem. The tefillos we're sending in Hashem's direction. But there's a second direction. It's a two-way stream. Hashem is also sending us messages. And those messages he's sending to our heart. The messages he's sending us to our heart means that he's telling us on a regular basis how special the Jewish people are. We know that the heart, right, is a place where the Shekhinah rests. As Rav Sadik teaches in Ratzitzei Laila Osiyatet, that the Shekhinah dwells in the heart. And just like the heart is constantly pumping blood throughout the body, so too, it's also pumping out to us the message of, you're holy. The Shekhinah dwells within here. Return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your Father. Our heart is constantly pounding out these messages to us. It's just we have to listen to them. And that's what he says. The heart is always speaking about the grace of the Jewish people in Hashem's eyes. And it's addressing to us how we're Hashem's chosen child, we're His chosen son. And when a Jewish person hears and listens to the messages that are coming forth from his heart, these are the messages that are really coming from Hashem. Right, and when we listen to these messages, when we listen to our true nature, who we really are inside, so then it gives us an even more clear and exact understanding of what we could be and what we could be expressing to Hashem. Kehevel hayotze me'omek halev, mitkarev ol levatel machshavu v'dibor es nekudos haratzon apnimios biyoter. As negativity and darkness leaves our heart, we become closer to positivity, and this will be what's expressed by us. Ha'homos atah betochu kal pi Hashem yizbarach. Kashur la nekuda shaychus lelibo be'es hazos, misham mekasher et matzavo hanochichi la'kadosh baruch hu. And we become more connected to the nekuda, the point of truth within our hearts, the point that we should be hearing. Misham mekasher, and from here we're going to become more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more connected to Hashem. And what we're saying here is this is a domino effect. The more we think about positive things, and we focus on these positive things, so negative feelings will fall out. And we'll see the inherent holiness we have within. And then once we experience that inherent holiness, we'll have no choice because we'll be so full of positivity and love of Hashem that we'll just come to express this love. Ki kodem shetiknu Anshei Knesset Gedola Seder HaTefillah. Because before Anshei Knesset, right, even established the Seder, Haya kol echad and the order of davening. Haya kol echad mitpalel milibo hayezeh bechinas ruach hakodesh lo. Every person would daven what was in their heart, and this was considered their ruach hakodesh. Baram la'achar mikan. But after this, mishatiknu seder tefillah l'kol. When the Anshei Knesset Gedola did establish what we should be doing for tefillah, harei hayit bodedus hi bechinas ruach hakodesh yehudi. So what was this Ruach HaKodesh of Yid? What was this expression, right, this natural expression of connection and longing for Hashem? What happened to that? What did that turn into? Where's the medium for that? Kleshen Rabbeinu HaKadosh, ki mash medabrim beinu lebein konu hu bechinas Ruach HaKodesh. When a Jewish person says, okay, I'm going to express this great love from within me that's naturally flowing through me, I'm going to express that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is our taste of Ruach HaKodesh in this world. That's it. And when a person really gets entrenched in his bodus, when it goes from I'm making an active effort to connect to Hashem to it's just flowing from within me, right? There are times, it's spoken about that there are times when tefillah is like every single word, it feels like I'm pushing it out. It's like an avoda, it's like really difficult. Every word, I'm like shoving it out. Even when I'm reading from a siddur sometimes, it's like I can't. It's a big effort. It feels very burdensome. And then there are times when the words are flowing from my mouth and it seems like I'm not even putting in any effort. It's just happening on its own. And that's the level we're trying to reach with Hispodus, that point where we're so full of the strong feelings for Hashem, that the words, Mamela, the words just flow out of us. Mikan Megia El Siha Kesher V'Tachlis HaYichud HaShalom. And from this we arrive at the Tachlis, the whole point of our connection with Hashem, our whole point of this unification between us and Hashem. Shalev margish b'pnimioso shashem yizbarach midyachid u'mitkasher imo. Our heart feels in the deepest sense that Hashem is connected with it. B'bechinas panim, b'panim diber Hashem imachem. It feels like we're speaking to Hashem face to face. And anybody who arrives at this point, who really truly gets to experience this, Raza Razam Shal Yichud Neshama V'Doda, has arrived at the secret of secrets, the most beloved of times between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our Neshama, two lovers uniting as one. And everyone has the ability to reach this level, but it takes time, and it's a process, and again, that's what we're doing here. We're working on that process. V'tam ha-morgash believe b'shas ha-yichud, and this feeling when we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like the following. Right? Very often, some of us have doubts. Right? There are doubts that arise. And very often these doubts arise because we can't see Hashem, so to say. And we might feel like we don't hear from Him. So a person might doubt, and they might feel that, like, you know, I'm not ready to be all in yet. When a person truly experiences his spodus, it's on the level of Ataresa Ladas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. I can mamish see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. I'm not actually seeing a physical God, but it's so close to me, it's so tangible, that it's like I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu Das. I know Him. I know He's here. And all of a sudden, all these proofs and all these, you know, these logical arguments and these illogical arguments, all of a sudden, I don't really care about them because I've tasted it myself. I've tasted that Hashem's here. Das, like we know all this from say, Das is a lashon of being connected so close to something. It's like you're one with it, right? Adam, when Adam and Chava are one together, so it says, use the lashon of Das there. The Torah uses the lashon of Das, that they're one together. That's what it means to be one with the knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, that there's nowhere else, and there's nothing else besides Hashem. This can be reached through a spodus. Yehudi matzoy alai admos paragash shaya shashem alakino Hashem echad v'zeh sori yichud. This is the greatest point we could reach in a spodus, is this point of being one with Hashem. We feel Him within us, and we feel one with Him, and those doubts disappear. Those doubts leave us, because we see so clearly that there's a borei olam, and we see that He's running the world. Not only that, we experience Him. And obviously this is difficult, and it's hard for us to get to this point. But you know what? It's not impossible. It's just practice. It's putting in the time. It's putting in the effort. It's believing. It's davening to Hashem to make us successful. And there are so many different levels to this, of feeling a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of feeling close to Him. There's so many different levels. And on some level, we can access it as soon as we like. And again, Rabbi Nachman speaks about, you know, in different places, that at times we're going to try and start doing His photos. We're going to get up there. And we're going to feel like we have nothing to say, or we're going to be uncomfortable, or we're not going to know what to say. That's okay, right? The point isn't to be, you know, so successful. The point is to put in our efforts. The point is to put in our efforts to develop this relationship with Hashem. And he says, even if a person doesn't feel like they have what to say, so even just repeating the words, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, in a way that, you know, if that's all we could say, and that's what we're saying to Hashem, so that's what we're saying to Hashem. And even if we can't say anything, we're just sitting there. That's also Tov, Rabbi Nachman says. That's also okay. We should keep plugging, do our part, work hard, and Hashem will help us. You know, show us the way. Let's move on to Gimel. B'chol meshech ha-chaim, throughout a person's life, take of kesheyhudi nizkar b'eshe ba'hu magi al Hashem Yisbarach, lidyached imo vein ish. When a person recalls, well, you remember the time I did his photos, remember the time I spoke with Hashem, and it was so personal, he'll remember that forever. Remember that time when it was just him and there was no one else there. Zar lo yavo besodom. No one else shared in the secret of theirs. It's a secret between you and Hashem. B'yosu az bedargas yachid yichidi ba'olam kumvar lahalan. Right? He feels like the most special person in the world. And it's true. When someone tells us a secret and they say, I didn't tell anyone else, we feel special. We feel like, all right, nice. I'm someone that could be trusted. I'm someone that someone wants to share secrets with. And there's no one greater to share our secrets with than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kumfor lahalan, but also rega nasa lo tov alalev. Hine yishloch b'chaim pina v'sha sheba yish mishe mechshiv oto lemala min hakol v'oso to lenasich machusar sheba yitpare. We just think about this logically for a second. It's like, wait a minute, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who we believe surrounds the world, fills all worlds, this same HaKadosh Baruch Hu is literally wants to hear from us. He cares what we're saying. Just a nice idea. Read Derech Hashem. Read that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the reality of the world based on our tefillos. Things change based on our tefillos. Hashem is looking to our tefillos. Read Chazal, right? Tefillos referred to as La'ater in the Torah. Why? Because tzaddikim have the power to uproot like a pitchfork and turn over gederos. power of tefillah is not a small thing. This isn't, you know, nice ideas we're talking about. This is Hashem values our tefillah. Hashem created tefillah. He wants us to daven, right? Look at back in Bereishis. Right? We see the avoda of Adam HaRishon and how creation wasn't complete until Adam himself prayed. No wonder we said that tefillah stands Berumo Sha'olam, in the loftiest heights of this world. Mishum Shebashas HaYichud Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because when a person secludes himself with Hashem, Mekabel Libo Hargasha Pnimis, Shehashem Yisbarach Magbiu Romu Machshivoto Kitachlis HaYitzira. At the time of Yichud between us and Hashem, where we begin to feel that Hashem actually values us, that He cares about us, that we're important to Him, that we are the purpose of all of creation. And we have to believe this, right? Chayv Adam Lomer Bechol Yom. Bishvili Nivra Olam. A person's obligated to say every day, the world was created for me. Vim ki lo hayu lo hasagos o dibure kirva vichodim fukayoti baze. And like we said, even if a person doesn't feel like they have anything to say, I don't feel like I have much to say to Hashem. I don't really feel like I'm in a place where I can start expressing things. I'm not in a talkative mood, that's it. El zacha b'sha sivisa im HaKadosh Baruch Hu kigon sheba rak kedei liyot biyachid. Right, but what's more special than just coming to be with Hashem? Not asking for anything, not even talking to Him, but we're just coming to be in His presence, right? To be a little bit more cognizant of Hashem in this world, and to just sit. And okay, I don't feel like saying anything to Hashem right now, but I'm going to sit with Him. Mikol makom asivisa azos isimo ve'etzel yitzbarach garmalo ne'imos lein l'shar she'ein dugmasa ve'ein sheni labachayim. Even just being in Hashem's presence is the sweetest thing. I mean, you can't compare it to anything in life. Just be around Hashem in His presence. What's more special? You know, sometimes we're at a point where we don't want to talk to someone. But we also don't want to be alone at that point sometimes. So we just want to be with someone else. We don't want to feel the need to start explaining to them or talking to them. We just want to be with them. We don't want to be alone. Same thing with Hashem. We could just lean on Hashem for that as well. V'kol gedola zos hamatikos hacharishis shebekol eis sheyehudi nizkar ba benachim baza sheinu levad b'olamo v'od shemor lo rega shakirei ma'yichud hamivin lalipo. And even just recalling such times when we just sat with Hashem and we're present with Him and we didn't talk to Him, even such times can bring us such a nechama. The nechama, being comforted of knowing we're not alone. There's someone else here with us. And somebody who in particular understands us and cares about us. V'hamashal laze matbeat nisuin hamunechas etzla tamid lahazker la kol yumei chayeha shebe'etzem harihi kala. Right, an example of this is the wedding ring. It lies with the kala. It's with the kala. And it reminds her whole life that she's a kala. Right, no matter what, she's a kala. Av kilo tamid hi eis chuppah. And even though it's not always the time of the chuppah, Ach metzias kedushin notaris the kol hayamim. But the metzias, the reality of this marriage, the fact that we're always married, that lasts forever. The ring is silent. The ring sits there. The ring just sits there as a reminder, to let us know that we're always connected with another person. We're always connected with our spouse, even when we're not with them at that very second. Os dalid amnam yish matzavim shanefesh koeva samara. There are times when a person finds himself in a place of pain, a place of bitterness, a place of darkness. Va'adam niflat k'me'ilav el adibor l'Hashem Yisbarach u'mezak et matzavo b'meriros u'b'dishtafchus. Right, in this person, or rather ourselves, we run to Hashem. We run to Hashem to express all we're struggling with. We cry to Hashem about the difficulty of this situation. L'lo damos v'seder v'shlavim. And that's without what we discussed previously, without stages, without steps, right? There are times when we run past all the steps. We run right into the palace, run right into Hashem's room, and we just start crying to Him. But there is a move on biyoter, ki lehechan yifna b'shas sar umibocha in lo laviv shabashamayim. And this is clear, that it should be this way. Because when we're really in a point of pain and a point of difficulty, where else would we run to, if not for Hashem? Baram yish lahavim ba'omek. We have to understand this in a deep way. Shebematziv kazeh, kol sidrei hadavarim neflaim, nifalim shematziv kazeh, kol sidrei hadavarim nifalim kivar me'aleim, v'teikav omeid kivar b'shlava achron shal dibel lifnei melech. This is a very high level of being able to just run to Hashem. We could pass all the other stages we spoke about. You don't have to write like Esther, asking the first suit, asking the second suit. No, running right into the kim. Ki pik'a nafsho lifnei surah v'kona. Because these extreme emotions, extreme feelings, bring them right before, brings him right to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Derech mashal, the yelat hamitparetz bepeta etzel aviv, betzakot v'chios amash irelo. Right, a child gets hurt, and he runs to his father, and he starts crying and screaming and telling him what happened. Upshitah she'inzazman diburim yushvim kesidrum. It's not the time to just settle him down like he usually does when his child gets upset. El mazina avasakusav. Father wants to hear what happened to the child. What's bothering? Upol takeif kviha nidrash, and do whatever he needs for him. Baram la'achar mikan la'achish parak matzo melibo. After the sun calms down a little bit, nivni komaso kesidra umit yashev esdaito. So then, you know, we start talking the normal way a father and son talk, and we talk about what's bothering you, what happened, how can I help you? But right now, you know, or don't scream and don't kick, you know, that's for a later time. That's not for right now. Same too with this type of esbodus. We're throwing off the other stages. As I vada should take of miyad as man the koli al Hashem azak. Kilu omer Hashem is baruch lehu dekoy lecha tzak mara. It's like Hashem saying, if you're in pain, scream out to me. Baram la'achar mikan shla shav halev l'darke ha'it kashrus Hashem is baruch kesedra. So after this time, we started returning to Hashem, started talking to Hashem, we go about esbodus in the normal way we're discussing. A way of first building up ideas in a strong way in our thoughts, and then feeling them in our heart, and then coming to speak them to Hashem. But right at the time when our heart's already exploding, we don't have to go through those steps. We run right to Hashem. We take advantage of the emotions while we still have them. But everything we just mentioned is a time of pain. Baram Rabbeinu HaKadosh Yasad, he so decided esbodus b'derech shel keva b'chol yom. But we know that Rabbi Nachman was advising that we do a esbodus every day, right? Like we said, keva should be set every single day. And let's be realistic. It's not always so easy to run to Hashem with our emotions like that. Our emotions are not always on fire, especially nowadays. How rare is it that we feel like, I need to run to Hashem and daven? It happens, but it's usually not an everyday occurrence that I feel like right now I'm going to explode if I don't start davening to Hashem, right? Usually, it's a buildup. We need to awaken ourselves to it. Usually, we're not already awoken. Our emotions aren't already awoken. It's usually more rare that happens. So in those situations, you know, normal day situations, when we don't feel like we're exploding with emotions, and so this is what we're talking about. We need to discuss how to go step by step and come close to Hashem. Right? And it's a process. It's in the beginning we're standing on the outside and our hearts are closed, and as time goes on, we enter into this avoda more and more until our hearts are longing to connect to Hashem. And the first step, like we said earlier, is to prepare our hearts to understand, to come to this understanding that Hashem is calling for us to talk to Him. Hear that Hashem is like we said, He's giving us value. He's like the usher, right? The wealthy person. When a poor person comes, Hashem says to us, "Ah, I'm so happy you came." And through believing this and understanding this as this is the truth. So then we'll come to reach the next point, the next stage, until we're able to express ourselves to Hashem with ease. When we were able to set the foundation of esbodus, when we're able to approach Hashem in the proper way, we're able to really express our heart, to really express to Hashem with feelings, request from Him to be brought close to Hashem, to be able to serve Hashem be'emes. Umekabel kochot fritzonos la'ava ulegiras Hashem. And we'll receive unbelievable strength, and we'll receive unbelievable willpower to serve Hashem, to love Hashem, to fear Hashem. La'leches b'chol derechav, to walk in all His ways. La'asot ritzono, to do His will. La'avdo b'levav shalem. We'll come to serve Him with a full heart. And we'll just end on this idea, this quick idea from the Maharal, where there's a Mishnah that speaks about a kelev yam. It's a type of animal where they're not sure if it's a land animal, a sea animal, and the decision of which it is, right? The Mishnah comes to the conclusion that it's an animal of the sea or the land, depending on where it runs to when it's in trouble. Does it run to the sea or does it run to the land? Because based on where it runs to when it's in trouble, that's what type of animal it is. That's where it belongs to. It's the same thing with us. Where do we run to when we're in trouble? Do we run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do we run to someone else? Do we run to... Yid always needs to be running to Hashem. Whether they're in trouble or whether it's a normal day. His Buddhist allows us opportunity to always be turning to Hashem in every situation. Bless us that we always turn to Him and that we keep developing ourselves in our Buddhist to understand how to turn to Him in this new way, in this strong way. Shat Hashem.